right, let's head on down to Grand Isle, the site of the Ride the Bull kayak tournament going on there today. We talked to Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Darrell, they got you on special duty today?
Yes, sir. We'll be transporting those bull reds to send to the new redfish hatchery that they're going to be opening up. So that's what we're doing right now. We're rigging up live tanks and all in the boat so we can transport them unharmed and alive.
So you're going to be collecting these from the kayak fishermen as they hook up a brood stock redfish, and they will give some type of a signal, raise their rod, and then they'll get the word to you, and then you can pick it up, put it on your boat, and bring it back to the holding tank. Is that the way it goes?
That is my understanding, yes, sir. They will be dealt with first. They'll be weighed real quickly or do whatever the tournament's going to do. And then once they're through with that, then we're going to grab them, throw them in live tanks, and transport them to a large transport truck that's designed to, you know, transport these fish alive, and then they'll be bringing them to the hatchery.
Very good. Yeah, they'll be going to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, to the Mississippi State Fish Hatchery, and they'll be spawned there, and then the fingerlings will be returned back to Louisiana to be released. It's a historical activity going on this weekend. Darrell, what kind of weather are you getting down there? I was looking at some pretty brisk winds blowing across from the east down there. Is that going to affect the fishing?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be a little bit stiff. I'm going to tell you, Don, all week, they had a really good week. I mean, it was really windy for us most of the week, but everybody was fishing the beach, and as luck would have it, those fish were stacked up on the beach. So everything between, say, the Fort Bayou area all the way to Fouchon, you had people that were lining up on that beach, and you had to move around a little bit and find some bait and find the schools of fish. But, man, there were some really impressive catches of speckled trout came off that beach this week. Now, today, if it blows like it did yesterday, I wouldn't want to be in one of those plastic bathtubs, because, man, it blew yesterday, let me tell you. It's going to be, you know, that's what we're doing. Just to give you an example, what we're doing right now, we're moving these bait tanks off of the bows of these boats, moving them to the back because we're anticipating it's going to be fairly rough. So as we're transporting these fish, we don't want to be beating them up. So, yeah, I'm anticipating it's going to be fairly rough. If you're fishing today, I don't think you're fishing the big bays. You're either going to have to get up in that marsh and pick away at the dinks, or if this wind will get a little bit of north in it, maybe the beach is going to be doable. I saw a forecast where it's probably going to be a foot and a half, which a foot and a half isn't big until you're trying to fish them in the breakers itself, and then a foot and a half gets fairly big. It's hard to fish. So it might strictly be a marsh day today.
Robbie earlier was talking about the transition and happening down in his area, meaning the speckled trout moving from the outer bays into the interior marshes. And Grand Isle is usually ahead of the rest of the state as far as transitioning in or out. When do you anticipate, all the years you've been fishing down there, you start seeing it show up in Grand Isle?
Well, Don, you know, it's part of the argument here is, and when we've been using this term all year long, the bay is the new beach. We've got so much land loss down here, and these bays are so wide open, the salinities are running so high. I don't think a lot of those fish aren't making it all the way to that beach. They don't have to. They're finding current. They're finding salinity. You know, so they're still really nice fish. I mean, we had last week just inside, we had some 21-inch trout coming in. So, I mean, I think the transition is kind of halfway started already for us. I think that, you know, we're seeing some really big females on the inside. Whether they're coming back from the outside or whether they just never made it out there, I'm not sure, but I think it's underway now.
Very good. Darrell, when do you think you might make a run out to El Cid, the Raising Cane's, the new reef that was constructed, a couple weeks ago, before it start producing?
Oh, Don, I mean, 20 minutes before y'all showed up with the cameras, we caught a limit there. What a lot of people don't know. What a lot of people don't know is when they cleaned that platform off, all they cleaned off was the visible part. All of the structure that was on the bottom was still there. Now, I'm a full believer that a full vertical reef is a whole lot better than just ground clutter, but there's been fish there all year long. The problem is, what was there before they went and put in those reef balls was big enough for one, maybe two boats. Mm-hmm. I understand that they didn't reef the entire area. They just did little pods, little sections all around it. So hopefully, you know, I got to get out there and map it, but hopefully they spread it out enough to where now you can fit more than one or two boats in there. But there's fish there now. There was fish. They were spooking fish off as they were putting balls down, because I know we talked to the guys on the barge while we were catching them.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times those rigs, they by law, they have to remove all the metal structure. But the rock pads that are the foundation, they don't touch those. Those still remain there. And those can be some very good unmarked secret fishing holes if you know where they are.
Don't tell nobody.
Daryl, what do you think is going to be the technique for finding those bulls in the past today? You fished them before, but not from a kayak. What do you think the game plan would be for somebody getting ready to put their plastic boat in and go try to get some of them?
Well, you know, we're going to have a hard falling tide. I'm going to think that they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have a decent anchor to hold them in this falling tide, although we are going to have a hard east wind bucking it, so it might slow it down a little bit. Our general game plan was always getting that 12 to 15 feet of water range, stay out of the deep channel, and always just put bait on the bottom right there on that ledge, and that's what was always successful for us. So I'm assuming that will be it. I mean, they're going to be more so on the edges of the pass rather than, you know, and try to get on the edge of that current rather than being right out in the middle. But hey, I mean, I know they went out, the folks that are doing the stuff that, you know, keeping those reds for the action.
Gotta run, my friend. Thank you. Daryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com.